Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight, and the key word for tonight's call is expand. We're going to talk about expanding your belief, expanding your vision, expanding your comfort zone, expanding your list, and all of that will lead to expanding your business. It's going to be a fun new training, and looking forward to jumping into that in just a minute, but wanted to make an important announcement that all the materials for the Health Practitioners Program are available and in-house. We've got a functional nutritional evaluation form for doctors. We also have an order form, products that correspond with that functional nutritional evaluation form, as well as a brochure for distributors to present to doctors. So we are going to do a doctor's training call next week. So if you are a health practitioner, you're welcome to be on the call. If you know a health practitioner, you're welcome to be on the call. If you're interested in promoting the health practitioners, you're interested in, or you're welcome to be on the call. So we're looking for anybody and everybody who is excited about the opportunity in front of us. And we think it's a big one. We really do. We offer what I like to call no excuses, clean and green products that any doctor would be proud to offer in his or her practice, and a 45% discount for professional members. So these are huge advantages that we want to leverage and take advantage of in a big way. And we have a very specific method of operation utilizing the functional nutritional evaluation form, this diagnose and prescribe, question and recommend system, where a doctor just asks a handful of very simple questions about sleep and energy and weight loss, pain and anti-aging, and their patient answers the questions, and the doctor makes recommendations that include our nutritional products to help that patient get better results. So it's a really straightforward program. It's an effective program, and it's one that I know for sure absolutely works and will increase the business for the doctors and, importantly, improve the results for the patients in the practice. So, you know, it's a big innovation. It's version 1.0. We're also going to have two training audios, one for the doctors themselves as well as one for the distributors to promote to doctors. That will be up by next Tuesday as well. So we'll be coming into the new year being able to help doctors be more successful in healing their patients and also in building a business. Not only that, but it's the holiday time right now. We've got a holiday healthy happy hour gold pack. Try to say that five times fast. It's the concept of healthy happy hours is really starting to take hold throughout the organization. And with the holiday times coming, we thought we would do something a little special where we added in some mini stockings. So the gift cards fit right in these little mini stockings. And we've put together the products necessary for you to hold several healthy happy hours, to serve the drinks, to offer a great snack, and even a DVD that will help you to do the presentation. So everything you need to host a little party, to host a little get-together, or two or three, is all in that product pack / gold pack. So it's the same contents. If it's for a new member, then it has an item number, and it's that item number, which is 1110, is considered a gold pack, and it includes a free starter kit. And if it's an existing member, like those of you on the line tonight, and you want to order one of these so that you can host some healthy happy hours, then the item is 1111, and it includes 40 gift cards. So all the folks that come over, you can give them a $50 gift card to use to either purchase products that they tried and that you shared at the Healthy Happy Hour, or to enroll right in the business. So it's a real opportunity. If you choose to purchase that pack and invest in your business, choose to make the invitations, get people over to your place, chances are with those gift cards that you're going to have lots of new customers and lots of new distributors. So it's about making the effort, and we're going to segue right into, you know, expanding your business, doing healthy happy hours in just a moment. But the one other announcement that I think is important I wanted to share with you, for those of you in Southern California, or if you know somebody in Southern California, I'm going to be flying over to the home office, meeting with Dave and Amy, our owners, and we're going to have a special manufacturing and home office tour to wrap up the year here next Thursday, December 13th, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Should be a lot of fun. We'll have a little mini holiday healthy happy hour, that's for sure. We'll serve some drinks, and people will be able to see the facility and hear directly from Dave and Amy and myself. So it should be a good time, and this is something in 2013 we're going to be doing more of to help to support your efforts. So it's definitely a team effort, the corporate office and the distributors working together to, you know, promote the gift of health and to expand our business collectively, because you only win if we win, and we only win if you win. So that's an opportunity for us to jump right into our training here this evening, which, as I said, is focused on the word expand. And so I want to start with a word picture or a visualization. If you can imagine when you throw a stone into a pond and it creates those ripples that head out from the stone in circles, and those circles expand and continue to go out toward shore. And if you imagine that you are the stone, that you are that first ripple, and obviously if you throw a tiny pebble into that lake, it's not going to make a very big impact. It's not going to really ripple out in a big, big way. If you throw a larger rock out into the lake, then you're going to get a bigger ripple, a wider ripple, and it's going to go all the way out, you know, much further, much faster. If you threw a big boulder out into the middle of the lake, then, boy, you're going to have a huge splash and a huge ripple, and it's going to affect the entire lake. And so, you know, who you are, how you promote, and what you're willing to do is going to be like that rock or that stone or that pebble or that boulder. You need to decide in your life what kind of impact you want to have on the world and on your community. And if you want to have a big impact, then you need to expand yourself. You need to expand your comfort zone. And this was a really important learning concept from a good friend of mine and a great trainer. His name is Martig Sheridan. He wrote a training program called Winning the Human Race, and Martig and I were friends. I saw him train and learned a lot from him. And one of the things he said that I think is one of the most brilliant pieces of training that I've carried with me throughout my life is that people oftentimes talk about getting out of your comfort zone. And he said, the reality is that if you get outside of your comfort zone, you will ultimately either fail or run back into your comfort zone. And that the challenge is not to get outside of your comfort zone, but rather to expand your comfort zone. And the way that you expand your comfort zone is through increasing your belief, either increasing your belief through knowledge, increasing your belief through experience and activity, being open-minded, optimistic, and willing to try things that you believe could be successful, even if they're new things, that you're open and optimistic that based on your knowledge, based on your experience, or even based on your faith, that you think you're willing to try, and that expanding your comfort zone expands your belief, expands your vision, expands your activities to make big things happen. You don't find very many wealthy skeptics. You don't find very many wealthy hermits. Really, what it's about is being open-minded, and you need to work with people to be successful. That surrounding yourself with great people allows your impact, that first ripple of who you are, to really carry forward as well. So if you just throw a big stone but put it into cement, then not much is going to happen, whereas if you put it in the water, good things will happen. So, you know, when you surround yourself with good people, then your impact can be even greater and even bigger. And so if you imagine that you are in the middle of those circles, And then your prospects, your customers, your friends, your distributors, your downline, the folks that you know and come in contact with regularly are that next circle of ripples. And the people that they know are the next circle of ripples. And so the further that, the bigger that you are, the more that you're willing to expand yourself and your impact on your team and on your community, then the easier it is to affect lots of people. So let's talk about belief and expanding your belief to then lead into expanding your vision and expanding your list and expanding your activities. You know, it really does all start with belief. And I think there are four things that you need to have big belief in to be successful in Purium. And the first is the products. You know, we sell products, and these products are the core of who we are and what we promote. And I have a huge belief in these products. And my belief continues to grow. In fact, I'm in the middle of a anabolic fast right now, a little transformation. I just finished up my fifth day this morning and lost 6.6 pounds in 5 days. So having that specific experience helps me to communicate my belief better. And so if you look at great comedians, if you look at great movies and great TV shows and great entertainers, they have the ability to communicate specifics that are what move people. And so, you know, my belief in these products continues to grow because I use the products, and I use different products all the time, and I have different specific experiences that I can relate to people. So be a product of the product. Also, another part of the product experience and your product belief is, you know, how messed up our food system is, how messed up our pharmaceutical industry is, and how sick we're getting and how heavy we're getting as a people and as a society. And it's really sad, and it's really unfortunate that, you know, that we're killing 10 billion animals a year in the United States for meat and dairy, and that our meat and dairy are filled with antibiotics and hormones, and, you know, that most of the corn and most of the soy is genetically modified now, and that almost anything in a box, a bag, or a can is filled with artificial colors, flavors, and sweeteners, and that people are on pharmaceuticals. Five out of every six people over the age of 65 take at least one medication. And so, you know, the list of statistics is out there, and it goes on and on. So if you're an analytical person, then get the information. Look at our labels. Understand how our products are better or different. If you're an experiential person, then just try the products. Try the products. Use the products and get a specific experience that will increase your belief in the products so that you want to invite people over. You want to share a gift card. You want to have people feel and see the same difference that you're seeing in these products. So that's the first thing. Expand your belief in the business. We have the 21 reasons to join Purium. Those are no fluff, serious, specific reasons why our business is different. So whether it's gift cards or healthy happy hours or our compensation plan or our promotions, whether it's our text message platform or concierge, I mean, the list goes on and on as far as things that we do that should help you expand your belief in this business. So if you don't understand the compensation plan, if you don't understand the promotions, if you don't understand the gift card system, then find somebody who does. Read up on it, or at least try it. You know, I've had so many folks who, you know, didn't really understand the gift card program, and guess what? They hadn't handed out a gift card. They hadn't bought a gift card. Well, it's hard to understand something that you don't experience, that you don't try, that you don't use. So have some fun, expand your comfort zone, and try some things. To me, that's the best way to learn. The experiential side of the business is really where, you know, you're going to learn what you know and what you don't. And if you expand your trust in yourself and allow yourself to fail every once in a while, then you're going to try enough new things that you're going to see what you need to learn to improve yourself more. The third thing that you need to have a belief in is the industry. And again, there's lots of great information about network marketing. There's lots of great information about just being an entrepreneur. So if your belief in network marketing is not huge, how about your belief in networking? Well, guess what? Facebook has got hundreds of millions of people around the world. And so in many ways, we are a social marketing, social networking company as much as a network marketing company. So, you know, Dave Sandoval just did a great video on network marketing, and his belief level has increased quite a bit once he fully understand the potential as an entrepreneur of leveraging other people's time and effort. The fourth thing to increase your belief in is yourself. You know, how you do the business, what you want out of your business, your vision, your game plan, the more specific you are as to what you want to accomplish and that your confidence level in your communication skills and all the things necessary to work with and talk to people will help. Because if you don't believe that you're worthy of success, it's very hard to convince others that either you're worthy of following or that they're worthy of success. So, you know, if your belief in the products is big, your belief in the business is big, your belief in the industry is big, your belief in yourself is big, then you'll create a game plan, a vision that will be in line with what you truly want to accomplish, and you'll unblock some of the limitations that you have. And the biggest limitation that most people have is where they currently are. That's the biggest limitation that most people have, is they look at where they are and they say, that's who I am. And the reality is, it's important to know where you're going and how fast you're moving, even if you're not where you want to be. And most folks are not where they want to be, and so therefore, they build walls around and limits around and create negative feedback in their own head saying, look, I've been in this business 3 months. I've been in this business 2 years. I haven't been successful, and therefore I'm not worthy. This business doesn't work. These products don't work. I don't think this is going to work. And the reality is, if your belief in the product is big, your belief in the business is big, the industry and yourself, that you will expand what you want to accomplish, expand your game plan, expand your vision, and be willing to go out and expand who you talk to. Because you can't build a business by yourself, and you can't build a business without talking to other folks. And so the simplest thing to look at as to whether you're really building a business is how many gift cards you're getting redeemed. In my opinion, that's the simplest way to say, am I really putting out the effort? Am I really doing what's necessary to be successful? And so if you're having gift cards redeemed, whether people are trying the products and using those $50 to try any of the products and become a retail customer, or whether they jump right in for a bronze, silver, and gold pack, that's showing you that you're out there talking to folks and effectively talking to folks. So if you're not getting enough gift cards redeemed, you need to go back upstream, maybe all the way back to belief, or back to how many people are you talking to and where is the process breaking down? And more often than not, the process is breaking down right at the front because you're not talking to enough folks. So how do you talk to more people? Well, first of all, you need to make a list. And so you need to ask yourself, am I not talking to enough people on my list? Have I, even though my list may be big, am I not expanding myself to the point at which I'm expanding the people that I talk to on my list? Or do I need to get a bigger list? And more often than not, the list is big enough, especially if you have it down on paper and you've gone through your cell phone and gone through your email and gone through your Facebook friends and all that. You've got lots of folks to talk to. The issue is just, are you willing to talk to them, and what do you want them to do? So, you know, whether it's handing out gift cards, mailing out gift cards, text messaging out gift cards, having a healthy happy hour, having something that allows you to share your belief in these products and in this business, you have to have a way of exposing the business. So I love utilizing the gift cards. I think it's very easy to pick up the phone. I'm a phone person. So that's the way I like to build a business, is to talk to people and to share with them, I'm doing something that I think is really interesting from a business perspective, or I have tried a product that really is working for me. I'm in the middle of this anabolic fast. I've lost 6.6 pounds in 5 days. It's really been very painless, especially for the last 5 days, and I feel fantastic. I weigh less than I have in the last 3 years, and I'm heading toward weighing less than I have in the last 5 years, all with the activities I've done in just 10 days. Would you like to try this anabolic fast? So, you know, open up your mind to how you can connect with people. Look at your list and see who you know. And then, especially if you start to have success with one part of your list or one way that you're contacting people, then continue to do that. And if you're not having success with one part of your list or one way of connecting people, then stop doing that. But if you're not doing anything, then it's hard for you to know which way to go. So it's almost like a boat that's sailing. You know, if it's just sitting there and the sails aren't up and the boat's just kind of wobbling and drifting, it's hard to make effective decisions as to what needs to happen. If you start to put up the sail and move in a certain direction, then you can start to get a feel for which way the wind is going. So it's the activity that gives you the feedback. It's the experience that gives you the feedback. Those positive experiences, those positive activities, those positive results create the feedback to not only help you to earn income, but it also allows you to increase your belief. Because if you talk to somebody and you tell them about this anabolic fast, and then they decide to buy an anabolic fast, and then they have a good experience on the anabolic fast, and they thank you for losing weight, then guess what? It's going to be that much easier for you to talk about the anabolic fast next time and to share the story of yourself and your friend. And then if you tell another friend and they try the anabolic fast, or you tell another friend and they're a leader in a church, and they tell 11 friends, and they all do it together, and all 11 friends have a good experience. Now you can tell your story and your first friend's story and the 11 people from the church, and then it creates a momentum in and of itself. And so that ripple starts to move outward through the activities that you're doing. So it's that feedback loop. It starts with belief. And the only way you can instill belief is if you believe. But once you start to instill belief, once you start to create activities, once you start to get results, it creates a nice feedback loop for you to know what's working and what's not. So usually people are not going fast enough, sailing fast enough, riding a bike fast enough to really create accurate and active feedback enough to know what's working and what's not. And my experience is, if you talk to most of the people on your list, your email list, your cell phone list, and you go through with purpose, with focus, with belief on something that you really love to talk about, chances are you'll have enough success, enroll enough folks, that as long as you get them started right, plugged into the Fast Start training, you'll build a business. But for some people, that may not be the case. And, you know, if you need to expand your list, there are many ways to expand your list as well. But I wouldn't try to expand your list until you go through your list. But if you've gone through your list, then look at Facebook and start talking to friends of friends. Talk about launching new markets. You know, I'd like to launch the Southern California market. So here I am in Colorado. I know that there's going to be a big meeting next Thursday. Who do I know in Southern California? It's a reason. It's an excuse to pick up the phone and call your 2, 3, 5 friends that you know in Southern California. Or maybe you don't know anybody in Southern California, so you jump on Facebook and you say, I'm excited about this meeting going on in Southern California. Who do you all know that's in Southern California? So find a way to expand your list through Facebook and friends of friends. And, you know, there's you can keep going further and further from there. You know, you can go on to free online venues and forums and chat rooms about business or about gluten-free or about organic, or, you know, there's any number of ways to buy lists, run ads, have trade shows, you know, get in front of people, targeting health practitioners. We're launching a new health practitioner program. Who do you know? But it's hard to get out on the fringes of your sphere of influence. It's hard to get out and talk to folks way, way out and those later ripples when you haven't really gone through and talk to the folks that you have more influence with. So I really encourage you to talk with the folks that you know the best and talk with them about the stuff that you know the best and talk with them about the stuff that you believe the most about. So if you're a huge believer in the products and you're not quite so sure about the business and other stuff, then figure out a way to communicate to them about our products and tell them why you want them to try them and what they can experience. And chances are, if you speak with passion, they will try the products. If you're a business opportunity person and you're like me and feel like, you know, there are a lot of folks out in the economy that could use additional income and things are really uncertain and, you know, no matter what you do, chances are you're looking for additional income, then I believe we have an unbelievable opportunity right now with everything in place and almost nobody knowing about us. So, you know, figure out where your belief level is high and leverage that as a way to talk to folks, and figure out where your belief level is low and try to address that through knowledge or experience so it doesn't hold you back and so you're not blocked and stuck. And keep it simple, have fun, and make things happen. You know, the way that you're going to be building your business is talking to new folks. So if there's something holding you back from talking to new people, either find something you believe in a lot and start talking about it, or find out what you don't believe in regards to the product, the business, the industry, or yourself, and fix it so that you're willing to talk to more people. Otherwise, you'll never move fast enough and never have enough success. So hopefully you've got a couple of good ideas in there that you can sink your teeth into and go out and make happen, whether it's expanding your list or looking deeper into your list or figuring out a way to talk to folks that are already on your list because your belief has just expanded based on this call. If you like what you heard, you have a downline, you know, this call will be recorded and, you know, will be up in your back office probably by Thursday. Debbie does a fantastic job of taking care of that each and every week, and we certainly appreciate her for that and lots of other things. So thanks so much for being on the line here this evening. And tomorrow night, I believe Dave Sandoval, our owner, is going to be on. It's 1 hour earlier. And then, of course, Thursday night, we have a business opportunity presentation as always. So thanks so much for joining us. And expand your belief and expand your vision and expand your comfort zone and expand your list. And most importantly, I hope you're expanding your business. Last thing I want to say is thanks, everybody. Friday and Monday, the last couple of business days, have been two of the three biggest days we've had since May 1st. In the last 7 months, the last 2 days were two of the three biggest days we've had in the last 7 months. So really appreciate your hard work. And here in this holiday season, we think it's networking season, and we're glad you're out there continuing to network and to build. So thanks for being on the call. Thanks for all you're doing. And we'll catch you tomorrow night, Thursday night, and, of course, in Southern California on Thursday morning. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.